Okay, it is 1 o'clock, so we will get started so that we can respect everyone's time. Looks like we have a few people on. Nice to see. Okay, so we don't have a ton of updates for you guys today, so we're going to start with questions from you guys. Does anyone have any questions or anything that they want to bring up?
I have a question for Phil.
Awesome. Go ahead, Bryce.
Hey, Phil. Hey, did you get that
Hey.
email on those talk times?
I was actually out of office last week, but I think I did see it come through.
Okay. They're just looking at patching channels together and wanting to get another updated, like 4 week if we could.
Okay.
I know
Are
that's it.
you? Sorry, Phil. Go ahead.
It does take a minute, so I'll do what I can.
Is there any canned ones on L3Harris that would suffice that job?
Any, no.
Okay.
No, it's like what I provide is pretty specific.
All right. There's nothing on our end that we can do to take it off
No,
your hands,
I
right?
appreciate you asking, but there's no way through it, but through it in this case. It's good that we have the format, so I should be able to just like raw dump data in, and hopefully, but the time to pull the data is it takes it. It's a lot of data to drive it. When you guys get it, it's just a few lines, but it's millions and millions of lines in spreadsheets to get there.
Gotcha. All
But we'll
right.
do it. Not a problem.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Phil.
Yep.
Hey, any other questions? Anything that you guys want to us to cover?
I've got a question for you both. I
Okay,
sent you
go
an
for it,
email.
Taylor.
I sent you an email yesterday about us getting setting up a meeting to see if we can get on the state recorder.
We, to Phil's point, he's been out of town last week, so he'll get back with you. We'll get something set up and talk about what your options are.
Thank you.
Okay, the only thing I would say, if we don't have any other questions from anyone that's attending, we're working on our building, as you guys know. We're in the process of getting a general contractor in place. Once we have that, then things will start going much faster. We basically have the size, the layout, and all of that completed. And then we hopefully will still be on target to have a shovel in the ground by October, September, October. Other than that, we've got radio manager project for our Motorola radios. We've hired an independent contractor to work on that project. That's going well, and we're going to be putting something out soon about how you can purchase a box if you want to. The boxes are $2,075, and you own the box. We own the software, but you own the box. But we'll put some more information out about that. We're having our formal training on that July 6th through the 8th. And then, no, that doesn't seem right. Anyway, maybe July. Anyway, it doesn't really matter. Second week in July sometime, we're having 3 days of training. Maybe it's the 13th through the 15th. And so we'll complete that training. And then we've already contacted Jeremy with Wasatch. He's going to be our guinea pig. We're going to run through an entire process with him on those, on that. And then the next project will be down in Utah County, where we'll be doing some law enforcement reprogramming with the boxes. So that's the plan with Radio Manager. And other than that, we're just busy working on doing PMs at our sites and some battery replacements. And we're in the process of building a bunch of new sites. Right now, our top priority sites that we're building are Tucker in Utah County, Geyser Park, and Parker Mountain in Uinta. So that's about it. I mean, pretty busy. Go ahead, Amy.
This is, I don't even know who for sure can answer this question, but when we get these emails for scheduled outages or update notices, like outage notices and stuff like that, they're coming from a couple different places, but I signed up a specific, you know, BPD radio email for them to go to, and some of them are coming to that and some of them aren't. So I just need to see how to get my that email listed on wherever they're coming from, so that, because I'm getting them to my personal work email, but I'm not getting them to that radio site that I want them to go to. They're getting all forwarded to everybody in my, you know, in my area, so that they all get them from that radio email, if that makes sense.
We can certainly fix that. So you want all of them going to the BPD email address?
Yeah, BPD radio at bountiful.gov, so that they can just be auto forwarded to all of our users. Sure, but I'm only getting like some of them. What's that?
We can fix that.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. May I ask another question, Phil?
Sure.
We're having the same issue that Amy is here at the airport. They still are ending up in our junk email because they're, I don't understand why.
Yeah, we went through yours.
It should just be airport at UCA, not Salt Lake City is what I see on some of the emails. Just airport. You want me to send you an email?
Yeah, we can check it again, but if it's not on our end, then we can't fix it. I think that's what we had determined.
Tyler, I think the issue that we're having is that the name of who it's from at redcloud.net is different every single time it's sent.
Yep, and that's true. So we were asking, I think it's, you need to whitelist that domain rather than just the individual email.
We give that a try.
Okay.
Okay, good questions, good comments. Anything else that you guys want us to specifically address?
Hey, Tina, this is Bryce again.
Yeah.
On that radio manager training, is that going to be on your website? Or are you going to email something out?
We'll email something.
Okay.
It's not training for everyone. When I said the 2nd of July, that's internal training, just to be super clear.
Oh, okay.
That is for our people on how to manage it and things like that. So the actual training will happen at a later date. In fact, we just were talking. We'll definitely have a training at our users conference this year. But that training in July is just for internal UCA.
Okay. Thank you.
No, thanks for the clarification. Sorry to be confusing.
Tina, one last question. How long is the process for getting an application approved to join the phone system?
To join the phone system?
To join the 911 call service. We had submitted the application on the website, and Melanie said she was going to have to go search for it, I think. And I was just wondering what the time frame is for an approval.
So let me talk to Melanie. When did you submit your, oh, she's on actually. When did you submit your application?
I believe it was, I don't remember the exact date. I think it was about 2 weeks ago.
Tina, I have that. I could follow up with her.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Good questions. Are there any others?
There's one in the chat. Is there any chance the smoke from the fires would cause radio interference. Our radios were terrible this weekend for both officers and dispatch. The answer to that is yes, but not to a large degree. So we had a outage on the Godiva site, which is probably what potentially caused your problem. We had basically the generator that we don't own failed and caused the Godiva site to go down. If that was the area you're talking about, then that could be it. But the effect with smoke on just RF and radio performance in general is minor, but there is an effect.
Brenda, did you guys submit a ticket on that?
We did not, because I figured I would just ask and see if that was even an option. Do you want me to do a ticket?
Yeah, I think submitting a ticket so we can, you know, for sure verify that we don't have a problem.
Okay, I will do that today when I get there.
Okay, no, that would be great. Yeah, no, okay, thank you. Cool. Okay, well, that is it for our update. If there aren't any other comments or questions, then we can end this call and wait till the next one. Thanks to you who take the time to join it. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
See you.
Thanks.